It has looked over the city for almost 80 years. Norwich City Hall is a symbol of the city and is part of the Norwich 12 Heritage Buildings. When it was opened by King George VI and Queen Elizabeth the Queen Mother in 1938, there was a huge turnout. Only a year later, Norwich was extensively bombed during the Second World War, but the building survived. Due to the aftermath of the war, no project of a similar quality to City Hall could be contemplated, and today it now stands as an exemplary building of its period. Scaffolding has been put up around the clock tower for repair work recently, which brought back some memories for 68-year-old Roger Cutting from Sproston. Mr. Cutting worked on the clock tower in the late 1970s. He said that when the scaffolding was erected, they had to do it from the top and work their way down because the height of the tower meant putting it up from the bottom was out of the question. Mr. Cutting said he only had two planks of wood to stand on. Due to the winding staircases throughout the building, it would have been almost impossible to carry the equipment needed for the job up the stairs. In the end, the plan was to winch the 3,500-foot steel tubing and 700 clamps up the tower on a rope pulley. The clock face was stopped as a precaution for the scaffolders. The tower was also the scene of a tragedy in the 1950s. On Thursday, the 23rd of October 1958, a man fell 150 feet from the clock tower to his death. He was scaffolding the clock tower when he fell from the top and landed on a bus shelter roof nearest to the tower.